Thank you and good afternoon. CAL FIRE is currently containing a structure fire that ignited earlier this afternoon off of Highway 36 near Grizzly Creek State Park. The structure fire spread and ignited vegetation in the surrounding area. The Grizzly Fire has burned over 2 acres of land and fire crews are trying to mitigate fire threats to nearby structures as well. Also, over 1,000 personnel, including over 800 from CAL FIRE, are currently near Highway 169 battling the Queen Fire just southeast of Pequon. The fire was ignited Saturday morning and the blaze has burned over 200 acres. Fire crews currently have the fire at 30% containment. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation are currently on scene as well. A single motorcycle collision occurred just south of Crescent City Sunday morning that resulted in the driver and the passenger being transported to the hospital for treatment of moderate injuries. Glenn Belich of Ukiah was headed southbound on Highway 199 with his wife Donna Belich as the passenger. He failed to negotiate a right curve in the roadway and lost control of his bike. Glenn and Donna were then ejected from the bike and the pair suffered moderate injuries. Both were taken to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with two other agencies, conducted a marijuana eradication operation in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. The Sheriff's Office released information stating that over 60,000 plants were destroyed and 8 arrests were made during the operation. One stolen firearm was also recovered, and over 2 tons of fertilizer and 2 tons of trash were removed from numerous grow sites. Biologists on scene also documented extensive environmental hazards as well. 7 of the 8 suspects arrested were Mexican nationals, while the other was a U.S. citizen, and they all faced numerous drug charges. Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher will meet with the County Board of Supervisors at their meeting on Tuesday. Rosbacher will present a 5-year comprehensive plan to the board to not only make Humboldt State a more sustainable school, but to ultimately improve the quality of education at the campus. Some of the goals listed in the document include improving relationships with local communities, as well as assisting students in becoming more environmentally, economically, and socially responsible while striving for viable and sustainable communities. Adequate staffing and funding for school programs will be discussed as well. The marijuana eradication operation in the Wichpec area continues. Dan Squire has more.
Officials with the Yurok tribe continue to work on the eradication of a major marijuana grow that resulted in the destruction of tens of thousands of marijuana plants found near Wichpec over the past 2 weeks in Operation Yurok. The focus is now on the environmental damage caused by the grow sites, including the diversion of water from the Klamath River. Piles of garbage and other trash were also cleaned up, and rehabilitation of the area has begun, including the dismantling of water tanks and the removal of equipment used in the grows. No one was located on the properties during the service of the search warrants, but suspects have been identified and are expected to be charged once the investigation is completed later this week.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. General Manager for the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hull, was on Friday morning's talk shop, and he discussed projects that are currently being conducted in the city of Eureka. Hull discussed steel pipeline for the water main near Redwood Acre that is currently being replaced with plastic pipelines. Hull also said that for the last 10 years, the district has done a proactive job replacing the steel water mains.
The district has, through the last 10 years, done a pretty proactive program of replacing the old steel water main and putting the plastic in its place. So last longer, be cleaner, doesn't corrode, all that's kind of good thing. So we're replacing, like I said, that 1,000 feet of water line out there, the new services, all this stuff.
Hull also mentioned current road work being conducted going from Harris Street to Hubbard down to Myrtle Avenue, which will expand water capacity for new customers projected to move to the area.
That's actually what we're calling the Sequoia Force Main project. And it's actually, rather than cleaning up a section, it's actually providing some additional capacity for some projected growth that's out in that area. But it'll be a part of the system. It allows for these 40 to 70 new customers that are projected to be out in that area.
Replacement of the steel pipeline near Redwood Acre is expected to be completed by mid-August. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.